Listening Library presents The Color of My Words by Lynn Joseph, read for you by Lisa Vidal. Sometimes you have no control over what will happen next, as I discovered the year I was 12 years old. But sometimes you do. And when you do, that's when it is time to take charge, because you sure don't know when the chance will come again. Wash Day. Saturday is wash day for Mommy and me, down by the river that flows to the sea. We carry the baskets high on our hips. We juggle the soap, the scrub board, and clips. Our friends wave hola as we slippery slide on river-age stones to the other side, where sun rays glimmer on a whisper of shade, and Mommy and me tie our hair up in braids. Then whack, I smack the clothes on the rocks to scare out all dirt and grassy spots. Mommy scrubs them up and down, and we both swirl them round and round. Sparkling white and river clean, the clothes smell like fresh air dreams. We clip them safe to bushes and trees to dry in the sun and flap in the breeze. Later, under the moon's blue light, Mommy and me smooth the wrinkled clothes right. We fold them into neat little squares and take them back home for all to wear. Wash day was the day I'd get Mommy all to myself. For me, it was the best day of the week, unless it rained. Then I'd have to keep on sharing Mommy with everyone, especially Papi, who sat on the porch and never moved. Mommy had no time to pat her hair down, let alone share private thoughts the way we did on wash day. At the river's edge, I'd tell Mommy all the special things I had thought about during the week. If I wrote a new poem, I would recite it to her while we dipped our hands into the cool water. It was just me and her and the river. No other hands, no other ears. Mommy was the only person who knew I wanted to write books when I grew up. I knew it was a strange thing to want to do, because we sure didn't know any writers around here. In fact, Papi told me that in the República Dominicana, only the president could write books. I think it's true. I went to the librería, and I saw a lot of books by President Balaguer. I told Mommy this during one wash day. We were pounding the clothes with rocks, and I gripped mine hard as I beat the dirt out of Papi's overalls and my brother Guario's waiter uniforms. Mommy didn't say anything. She just kept turning her sheet over and over as she pounded away. Finally, she looked up and said, "Ana Rosa, there always has to be a first person to do something." I think Mommy was telling me that there was no reason why I couldn't try and be the first writer who wasn't president of our island. Either that, or she was hinting that I should run for president, and then if I won, I could write what I wanted. Sometimes Mommy's words are a puzzle. I have to spin them around and around in my head as if I'm doing a mental merengue. Sooner or later, I figure out the dance, but sometimes I wish she would just say what she means straight out. Papi might sound as if he is talking in a puzzle, but I always know exactly what he means. Like when I asked him if I could have a notebook just for writing my poems in. He said, "Muchacha, your head is getting bigger than your hat." When I told Mommy this on our next wash day, she laughed, but I could tell the laugh was only in her throat and not in her heart. "Your papi says funny things sometimes, cariño," she said. "He's a dreamer." "A dreamer?" I asked. "How can you say that, Mommy? All papi does is sit on the porch and drink rum." Mommy's hand shot out faster than a lizard under a rock. I felt the pain on my cheek before I realized what had happened. "You have no hair on your tongue, chica. Be careful." I swallowed my tears and beat the clothes harder. Wash day had never been a day of sharp words and slaps. I felt as if Papi was a rock falling down from the hills and into our river. After the big splash, there was nothing but silence. In daylight, silence is louder and angrier than at any other time. There are no sweet measures of silence, such as night's stars, or evening's sunset, or morning's growing light. There is only bright, hard silence, and it sounds louder than drums. I glanced over at Mommy. She was dipping the clothes into the river. "Look, Ana Rosa," she said. "Look at the river." I looked. The water rushed around Mommy's brown knees and through her blistered red fingers, leaving wet kisses on her skin. "It'll never pass this way again," she said. "Off it will go down to the sea, where it will foam with the waves and swim with the fish and glide ships along on steady or rough courses depending on its mood. Around and around the world it will go, this water that slips by me so quickly. Far from the República Dominicana, far from me, but always under the same sky and sun." I had never heard Mommy say so much at one time. I looked closely at the river, but I could not see all that she saw in it. "You are this river, Ana Rosa," she whispered, "but you must flow softly around the rocks on your way to meet the sea. There you can do as you wish." Mommy's words were gentle, but her brown eyes were slits of worry, like moon slices on a dark night. There was no happiness in the smile she gave me. Many days and nights, I thought about Mommy's words, but no matter how I turned them, or shook them, or chased them from my mind, they always came back telling me the same thing. Mommy was scared. Mommy did not have to tell me what everyone on my island knows, and what I know too. Writers have died here, at least those brave enough to hurl words at our government. "But Mommy," I whispered as I hugged the wall between my bed and hers, "I write poems and stories." And in the hot, sticky darkness, I heard Mommy's answer. "Sometimes it is better to keep those things inside, for a while." I was right. She was warning me to keep quiet, to wait until I left the island and could write what I wanted, when I didn't live in a country where silence was self-defense. But I wanted to shake Mommy's eyes open. Would we always be silent? The bright, hard daylight kind that is louder than drums? Couldn't I say what I wished? On paper? Even if it is only that Papi sits on the porch all day drinking rum? There! I shall never say it out loud again. Mommy's slap will last a lifetime. What if I write what I want while I am still a river flowing around the rocks in my island? As Mommy herself said, there always has to be a first person to do something. Words. "May I have some paper, please? Please, may I have some paper? 'Cause these words of mine go walk away. They go walk away all by themselves and get lost in the crowd. May I have some paper, please? Please, may I have some paper? To catch these words and wrap them up where they can't walk away, slip off the edge and drown?" I was turning into a little thief, always stealing bits and pieces of paper to write on. Sometimes it was the paper bags that Papi brought home his bottles of rum in. Sometimes napkins, or the gray paper that the shopkeepers used to wrap up goods. But I wanted more than anything a notepad of my very own, one in which I could write poems by Ana Rosa Hernandez on the first page, and then fill it up with words, long words, short words, words that smelled and tasted and felt like something new. But my only notebook was for school. Mommy told me that a new notebook cost 40 pesos, a lot of money, two whole dinners for our family. How many bottles of rum can Papi buy with 40 pesos, I wondered. My brother Guario had a notepad. It was filled with pages of empty spaces waiting for words. I asked him once, "Guario, can I have your notepad to write my poems in?" He shook his head. "It's for work, Cara. I'm sorry. But you can tell me your poems any time you want." I looked up at my big brother and smiled.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?